You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, it could have been better. It could have been worse. I go 4-4 and I lose the juice. I left a couple winners off the card, though. Made the wrong picks of what to put on my card. So I'm kicking myself a little bit going into the recap here. Let's start with my winners. I cash in Nebraska. Minus the 6.5. They get the job done at home against Minnesota. The Golden Gophers are still 23-4 against the spread. I'll be fading them in the next game as well. I cash on Mount St. Mary's in the MAC plus the 1.5. They get the job done at home. They defeat Iona. I lose on a couple home underdogs. Yes, Green Bay, the Phoenix, they're struggling down the stretch. I don't know why I'm betting them so much. I lose yet again, plus the 5, losing to Youngstown State. I lose on Evansville, plus the 3.5 at home against Southern Illinois. Thought the Purple Aces were going to have a fighting shot in this one. They just couldn't get the offense going. They led at halftime, but in the second half, the Salukis found their offensive rhythm and got the job done, and I lose the ticket. And then in the game I should have stayed away from, or if I was going to bet it, I should have bet Memphis instead of Florida Atlantic. Yeah, I had the Owls minus the 1.5. They lose outright to Memphis. Outstanding performance from the Tigers. Two teams with a ton of talent. Both could be dangerous if they make the NC2A tournament. We got to see the good Memphis here on Sunday. Florida Atlantic, well, they'll have to figure it out here down the stretch. Then my coin flip bets, I hit them both. I cash in the NBA on the Bucks and the 76ers. They stay under the 232. And then I cash in the Flyers and the Penguins on the Frozen Pond. They go over the 6. So a little housekeeping here before we get to the card for Monday. First of all, I want to thank you guys for the excellent feedback on the Soapbox educational episode that I dropped on Saturday. If you haven't listened to it, please go back and listen to it. I wasn't sure what to expect, but after reviewing the comments, I'm glad that I ended up doing that podcast. So thank you again for all the positive feedback I received on that show. Then the NBA prop bet show on Monday. Believe it or not, I will be going for 14 consecutive winning days. Had the mother-in-law in town here over the weekend, so didn't have a prop bet podcast on Saturday or Sunday, but I won on Friday. That was my 13th consecutive win, and once again, we'll go for number 14 here on Monday. So here's your trivia question before we get to the card. What Southland Conference team has the most NCAA tournament wins? Hint here, they have a 5-6 record in the big dance. So now, let's get to the card. And if you get this one, I tip my cap to you. This is a tough trivia question. I know that. But now let's start in the Big 12. It's a marquee game. It's TCU minus the 2.5 against Baylor. So in the first meeting, oh, what a basketball game. TCU won 105-102 in triple overtime. So the Bears are out for revenge tonight. Might be in for another nail biter in this one. TCU coasted to an easy 18-point victory over Cincinnati on Saturday. Meanwhile, Baylor lost a heartbreaker at home in overtime against Houston after rallying to get into overtime. The Bears have 3 conference wins on the road already this season. They beat Oklahoma State in overtime. They beat UCF, and they beat West Virginia. They've lost at Kansas State by 4. They lost at Texas by 2. They lost at Kansas by 3, and they lost at BYU by 7. So they do play tough, competitive games on the road. The Bears are 8-6 in conference with a ton of tight games. Baylor ranks number 1 in offensive efficiency in the loaded Big 12, but they're number 10 on defense. TCU, on the other hand, has dropped home games this year to Iowa State by 1 and Texas by 11 in a little bit of a head-scratcher. The Horned Frogs also have wins over Oklahoma by 9, Houston by 1, and Texas Tech by 7. I guess throw in West Virginia by 16, and then once again Cincinnati by 18, last out. TCU ranks 5th on offense. They're number 8 on defense. I'm not a fan of betting into Baylor off of back-to-back losses, but this is a small slate of games on Monday. TCU has the fourth best home court edge in the country. So yeah, I'll back the home team here. Give me the Horned Frogs of TCU minus the 2.5 at home over Baylor. Next up on the card, we go to the CAA. It's UNC Wilmington minus the 7.5 at Campbell. So Campbell played UNC Wilmington tough in the first meeting, losing by just 3. The Campbells of Campbell are 12-16 overall. They're 6-9 of the CAA, losers of 3 straight. They're 3-4 at home this season, not the best. They have one top 200 win over Hofstra on the resume. Toss out the first meeting against Wilmington, and the Camels have struggled to stay competitive against top-tier opponents. They lost by 15 at Drexel. They lost by 23 at home against Charleston. They lost to Townsend by 34. Campbell ranks 9th on offense and 12th on defense in the CAA. Meanwhile, the Seahawks of UNC Wilmington are 20-7 overall. They're 11-4 in conference. They have 8 top 200 wins this season, including that big road win at Kentucky. Plus, they also have a sweep of Charleston, a very good basketball team. They've won conference games on the road by 12 at Elon, by 23 at Northeastern, by 6 at Charleston, by 30 at Hampton, and by 16 at William & Mary. Not exactly nail-biters, though. I hope for similar separation tonight with the second-best offense in the CAA. Let's lay the points on the road. Give me the Seahawks of UNC Wilmington minus the 7.5 on the road at Campbell.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Next up on the card, we go to the SWAC. It's Texas Southern minus the 2 at Arkansas Pine Bluff. So Pine Bluff won the first meeting, 70-67, and the Tigers look for payback tonight. Texas Southern is 11-14 on the season. They're 9-5 in the SWAC. They are 5-3 on the road in conference play. And don't forget, Texas Southern always travels to the who's who in the non-conference. So they've already played this year at the Pit at New Mexico. They played at Arizona State. They played at Virginia. They played at Creighton, and they played at Purdue, just to name a few. They have the number one defense in the conference. They do rank number 7 in the conference on offense, so that's not as good. Meanwhile, the Golden Lions of Pine Bluff are 12-15 on the year. They're 7-7 in conference. They're 3-4 at home in conference play. They have the 5th best offense and the 7th best defense, but that's not enough for me. I'm going to back the road team here with the best D looking for revenge. Give me Texas Southern minus the 2 on the road at Arkansas Pine Bluff. And my final college basketball game here on the card is in the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. It's North Carolina Central minus the 2.5 against Delaware State. So huge KenPom value compared to the 6-point projection with this game. The Eagles of North Carolina Central are 14-11 on the year. They're 6-4 in the conference. They won at Delaware State in the first meeting by 3. They ended a 3-game skid on Saturday with a very impressive 33-point win at home over Maryland Eastern Shore. Central is balanced, ranking number 2 on both ends of the floor. Plus, they have the 88th best home court edge in the country. Meanwhile, the Hornets of Delaware State are 12-14 overall. They're 5-5 in conference. They lost by 7 over the weekend at South Carolina State. They're 2-2 in conference in road games this year. They do have the number 1 defense, number 6 ranked offense in the conference. But I'm going to back the KenPom numbers tonight. Huge variance, so I'm going to lay the points. Give me North Carolina Central minus the 2.5 at home over Delaware State. Next up, your coin flips on the card in the NBA. I selected the Detroit Pistons at the New York Knicks. Total of 223.5 in this one. Heads it is. I'm on the over 223.5 between the Pistons and the Knicks. Then on the frozen pond, I selected the Ottawa Senators at the Washington Capitals. Total of 6.5 in this one. Heads it is again. I'm on the over 6.5 between the Senators and the Capitals. Then your trivia answer here is Lamar. They won 5 tournament games between 1979 and 1983. They beat Alabama, Missouri, Oregon State, Weber State, and Detroit during that stretch. That run for Lamar, by the way, was started with a head coach at that time by the name of Billy Tubbs. He eventually went on to take the Oklahoma job. But yeah, Billy Tubbs was the coach of Lamar during that stretch when they had so much success, or at least the beginning of that stretch, I should say. So here we go. Let's recap my card for a Monday. In the Big 12, I'm on TCU, minus the 2.5 against Baylor. In the CAA, I'm on UNC Wilmington, minus the 7.5 at Campbell. In the SWAC, I'm on Texas Southern, minus the 2 at Arkansas Pine Bluff. In the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, I'm on North Carolina Central, minus the 2.5 against Delaware State. Coin flips, I'm on the Pistons and the Knicks over the 223.5. And on the frozen pond, I have the Senators and the Capitals over the 6.5. Enjoy the games, and as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.